Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, if you're looking for a new job, you might consider working for the state broadcaster, because the Irish Sun tells us this morning that RTE paid 207 people more than €100,000 last year, and an astonishing 18 of these pocketed more than €200,000. So obviously there's a lot of focus on presenter pay, or talent as we used to call them, in RTE. Not so much focus on kind of the managers, the senior managers, and how much they're paid, but that's the front of the Sun this morning, where a lot of people are earning a lot of money at the state broadcaster. And we are going to have the Director General Kevin Backhurst, who's going to be grilled by Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan this week. But the Sun says that the revelation comes as RTE is at the centre of another pay storm after failing to reveal Derek Mooney had been one of the broadcaster's 10 highest paid presenters. The Irish Daily Mail says there's a big row in Fianna Fáil between some of its senior ministers over education. So a major spat is developing between the Higher Education Minister, James Lawless, and the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, over the plan to effectively levy other departments to pay for overspending in education. So €600 million is needed in education, and other government departments are going to have to try and find that money. But ministers agreed to the proposals at Cabinet last week, but now James Lawless has broken cover and says he has, quote, issues with Jack Chambers' plan. So this is a spat between Fianna Fáil ministers, according to the Mail. Also staying with Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin is warning off his Fianna Fáil challengers. The Irish Independent says Taoiseach Micheál Martin has warned his rivals in his own party, we should say. We don't mean Mary Lou here, we mean in his own party. He's warned off his rivals against trying to create fresh leadership controversy after Friday's by-elections. So obviously we have the by-elections in Galway and Dublin. Most in Fianna Fáil see those by-elections as lost causes for the party. And now Micheál Martin is warning off anyone, any backlash. He says people are fed up of politicians just thinking about themselves and positioning, and Ireland needs to avoid what has happened in the UK. What he means here by what happened in the UK is that effectively they're on the cusp of 7 prime ministers in a decade. I saw someone suggesting, was it Alistair Campbell or Piers Morgan, suggesting, because England have so many prime ministers, that next time there's going to be a leadership challenge and there's going to be a new prime minister, there should be a general election. Because they don't have general elections when they have a new prime minister. And they reckon that if you had a general election, it might soften the cough of some of these leadership contenders. The Irish Times on the front page, staying with election news, says most of the money placed on the Dublin Central by-election on Polymarket came from accounts engaged in highly suspicious betting behaviour. So $1 million has been placed on various election candidates in the Dublin Central by-election on this controversial Polymarket platform. But 86% came from accounts engaged in self-trading behaviour, where a bet is placed on a candidate before quickly being reversed with little or no profit or loss incurred. I think we need to do more to tell people about this Polymarket stuff, because I definitely find it very confusing. But essentially, the Irish Times is saying that the bets placed on the Dublin Central by-election are suspicious in the Polymarket platform. Also on the front of the Irish Times, catering on deportation flights was changed after sausages were included as part of an Irish breakfast served on a flight to Pakistan. So these are these forced return flights where we get people out of this country and send them to their home country. But on September 23rd, there was a flight and 2 meals were served. And the quality of the food provided was of a lower standard than expected, and that the serving of pork sausage as part of a full Irish breakfast was inappropriate. And there was monitoring done on these flights. They understood halal food would be available, but it was not specified in the flight brief. So we have some people who've gone in and monitored these deportation flights, and they found that they weren't happy with the pork sausages on the Irish breakfast. The Irish Daily Star, he was always happy. Tributes were paid yesterday to a young young man who died after being put in a suspected headlock during a row. The man has been named as David O'Mahony. One pal said he was always happy and he had just seen his beloved Shelburne FC play a match the night before. The Irish Examiner is a big warning from the CCPC. That's the mouthful of an organisation called the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. You have to take a breath every time you say it. Well, they've warned holidaymakers to be aware of real and potentially expensive risks when hiring a car this summer. A load of Irish people are getting caught with issues when they go off hiring cars. 40% of people who rented a car had an issue last year. The problems include hidden fees, long waits and cars not being what was promised when booking. They're the issues being encountered. CCPC says it reflects really poorly on the sector and they say a summer holiday should be a time for rest and relaxation, but instead people are being hit with all of these issues with hiring cars. So the CCPC has some new advice for you. That's the front of the Examiner. Inside the papers, the Irish Times tells us Michael Healy-Ray, the independent TD, has received more than €370,000 from Kerry County Council for providing social housing. The sums are received by the former Minister of State for leasing homes and providing housing under the rental accommodation scheme. And this is going back over the start of the decade. So since 2020, he has received €370,000. His petrol station has also received €1,027 from the council for diesel and motor fuel. You can read more about that in the Indo. If you're trying to lose a bit of weight, apparently in the Examiner, you should take a daily cold shower or wear an ice vest. So all these people who do this cold water swimming, they're not crazy because actually it is quite good for you. A study also has found of overweight or obese people that regular exposure to cold temperatures does lead to fat loss. Other stories now, often footballers are accused of being pampered and precious. The Irish Sun doesn't do much to dissuade us of that because English football players are going to bring their own bedding with them to the World Cup this year. So apparently they're not happy with rock-hard pillows and beds. So now they've brought in sleep scientists to help the players get a good night's sleep. They'll bring comfortable bedding and blankets and other sleep aids to help them sleep. Experts from the UK Sports Institute are going to strip out standard hotel pillows and bedding at the Inn in Kansas City, and they're instead going to be given sleep kits including soft bespoke mattress toppers, special gel cooling pillows as well, and they'll be tailored to the player's body type, weight and sleeping posture. And staying with sleep, I see in the Sun, a wealthy couple is looking for a nanny to get up during the night to deal with their son. So you'll be paid €57,000 to live on site, work 12-hour days, and then at night you'll also have a baby monitor linked to your four-year-old boy's bedroom, and if he wakes up, the nanny must tend to him so that the parents can continue to sleep at their home in Chelsea. Now those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.